time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. And now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus.
Wow, another one in the books, Tom. What do you think?
When is this going to be?
See, I'm
just another one in the books.
See, that time I waited this time for your response. One thing I wanted to say is I was just eating Frank's Pizza, a sandwich he made. He's supporting and sponsors the show all the time. Frank had Fritzy Freeze. And then when he had Fritzy Freeze, there was four cooks, and you could see him cooking. And there was lines out the door to get his ice cream and food. And he made burgers the old-fashioned way, like really from the freshness ones, like not frozen. So I was just wondering, like, here's a guy takes over Fritzy Freeze, and there's a line out the door. Then he takes over a pizzeria where it never made it in that location, and there's lines out the door. My question to you, Paul, is why is it that you find certain... Where's his mic? Tom, Mike. Oh, look at that. Anyhow.
Well, you got them all messed up. You got it all rotated around there, one.
There you go. This is a well-organized show. We're really on our game. It's me, Tom. It's not you. So, I see certain people have the Midas touch, like with a business. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
Right? And then, sometimes I think, are they lucky or are they just good business people? Right? But here's Fritzy Freeze, right? Four cooks, lines out the door. He gives it over to somebody. The first thing the guy does is he goes, I'm going to cut all advertising, right? This is a true story. Like, this is not to sell advertising. So this, Frank's was in Valpak. He was in what was called the Dunedin Times at the time, the oldest newspaper in Dunedin, started publishing in 1938. He was in what was called the Flyer. These are businesses that are no longer here. He was in my book on the front cover. And he was in any other, he was doing door hanging. And yet he was, you know, doors. So the guy, the new owner takes over, says, oh, we're doing so good, we don't need to advertise. So he cuts out the Flyer. He cuts out Valpak. He cuts out the door hanging, and he doesn't want the front cover no more. 8 months later, he's out of business.
You know,
tell me.
Advertising is funny. Why do you see Budweiser and Coca-Cola and Ford and Chevy? They're always there over and over and over, and Geico, everywhere you look. And you've just got to be selective on your advertising. You can't go everywhere, but you have to, in your mind, take a look and see what works. What do you think's good for you? Target market what you're looking for, especially today. Things have changed. I've been in this business now for 35 years of selling ads, and it's a new world today with the social media and you know, Facebooks and Twitters and this and that and YouTubes, and you have to know what you're doing. You have to, you know, everything's a podcast today. Everything's instant gratification. Give me my phone. Give me my iPad. Yeah, my. Let me look and see what's going on. I said iPad, iPad, A-E-I-O-U pad, you know? But everything today is instantaneous. Gimme, gimme, gimme. And I don't know, sometimes it's the long, you know, the tortoise is what wins the race.
And what I tell people, like, when they say that to me, right, I'll say, I'm not asking you to spend $1 million like Geico. I'm not asking you to spend $1 million like McDonald's. What I'm asking you to do is put a couple $100s, say if your business is in Dunedin, put a couple $100s into a publication that gets circulated in the Dunedin community to brand your name, not $1 million. Yeah.
And prove yourself. You've been around how long? How long's your
40 years.
Okay, that's a long ass time. You know.
And I almost went out of business, and actually I did go out of business for a few months, and I've gone in and out and stuff like that over 40 years. Let me be real with you. I've had my troubles over that 40 years.
I've done stuff now 33 years, I believe, is the exact number. You know, never missed a deadline. We've overcome hurricanes and overcome family tragedies and overcome printer fires. But you do what you got to do. And
yeah, I actually, just real quick, I had a company. You remember the Beacon Press in Tampa?
Sure. I used to do my work there.
Do you know, this just happens to work out this way. I paid the guy to do my book because I paid up front.
Yep.
You're not going to believe this. The next day, they open up under a different name, and that guy's not there. Mm-hmm. You can't even make this up. You know, it's obstacles. Like, if you look at a boat, like you say, say if a boat's in the middle of the ocean, right, and you can just barely see it, you don't know all the obstacles and stuff that boat took over to get to that spot. But yesterday's gone at 12 o'clock.
Yep.
So you just got to keep going forward. Obstacles, right? If I said to you, I'll ask each one of you guys a question. Say I did away with obstacles. And think of the word purpose. What is your purpose in life? You know, the difference between a goal and a purpose is a goal has a beginning and an end, right? A purpose is ongoing. What it does is it gives you meaning to life. So I was in the cart with this, where I thought about this is I was in the cart with this, my son's in football. He's this quarterback of the JV team. It's really just such like, if you know that deal, that's my son out there being the quarterback. And so the coach is giving me a ride because my friend is not doing well, right? So he gives us a golf cart ride to the field and back. So I asked him, I said, just think of it this way. Imagine you couldn't get paid, right? You both guys, you can't get paid.
Right.
And there was no obstacles. What would you do for a living? Now, keep in mind, you don't need money. What would you choose as a job? And you know what he said? Coaching these kids is what I would choose.
It's not a job then.
It's not a job.
It's a pleasure. By the way, hi.
Hello.
I'm Paul Arlen. Who are you?
Paul, glad to meet you. I'm Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I'm supposed to do. See? That's why he's better than me. I'm supposed to introduce everybody. Okay, right. This is Paul from Florida Green.
Yeah, Florida Green Magazine.
Florida Green Magazine. And then this is?
Michael.
With his lovely wife.
With my lovely wife, Beth.
Now, did you want to get on also, too, and talk? Are you a talker?
At times, but no. You're doing fine.
She's, okay. She's a looker, not a talker. A I like that.
She is a looker.
Yes, see?
I'm fortunate.
She belongs on TV, not radio.
There we go. Yeah.
Okay. We have cameras in the studio, so you can see her if you like. Go to tantalkradionetwork.com. But what I want, okay, I got off. I didn't do the show the correct way, so I apologize for not being professional. But my point is that live your purpose. So then, I look at what I do, right? Not to say that I do the best media, but I'm just saying I enjoy trying to help people's businesses grow and succeed and prosper. So if you asked me if I didn't get paid, would I do this? And I think the answer is yes. And when you love what you do, you never worked a day in your life. That's what exactly. I was trying to say. Mm-hmm. So what is your purpose in life?
Mm-hmm.
And then you, because where I'm going, I'm setting this up, Paul. You ready?
He's got this working. I can see the smoke coming from the top of his head.
What would you want to do if someone hurts?
Well, of course you want to. If you're a decent human being, you want to help them.
You would want to heal them.
Yeah.
If they're physically hurting. Right?
Absolutely.
That would be a good purpose in life.
Yep. Yep.
What do you do for a living?
Well, we have Healing Hands Wellness Center. Yeah. So
if I said, what is your purpose in life? Could you see what you do?
Oh, yeah. If I could live without having a need for money, yeah, we would do that, 24/7 to improve the quality of people's lives.
Very good. Hold that thought.
Sure.
We got Lynn on the line. She only has a couple minutes. Sure. Now, who would think you can make money in popcorn, right? But you can.
I love popcorn.
I love popcorn.
Yeah, me too.
When I go to the fair, my daughter, we go to any fair, we bring home a bag of popcorn. I wish Liberty can get on the line. So anyhow, she's gone there a couple times, but Lynn doesn't realize it's my daughter. Anyhow, how are you, Lynn?
I'm good. How are you?
Pop.
So you've got a secret shopper coming in here?
Yes, my daughter. She's been in there several times to get popcorn.
And what does she say about it?
She's been there several times. That answers the question.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, and then think of it. What is it? Think of the name, Popical.
Popical.
Popical. Not tropical. Popical.
Wow. Popical, right.
So we like the brand names here. And So people think popcorn, they think popical. I could see you on that Shark Tank thing. Really?
Yeah, I'm not going to let Mr. Wonderful eat me alive.
But I could see you with this type of thing, because it has that franchise look to it. And is it a franchise?
No, it is not a franchise.
And it's popical, and it's organic?
It is organic popcorn, yes, with all many different kinds of toppings. Just about, we always say, if you can dream it, we can make it. We can put anything on it you like. Today I made a sriracha with garlic that has a real nice little pen of heat to it, a parmesan and garlic, a dill pickle. I have a bar mix that consists of a mustard honey with barbecue and beer cheddar. So yeah, just all kinds of neat flavors. Got all kinds of sweets, got maple walnut. And English toffee with pecans.
So we could go
white
in.
White caramel with cashews, a green apple caramel, salted caramel, pumpkin spice.
We could actually go into your place and have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all with different popcorns, right?
You actually could. Sometimes I'll have a meal. I'll have a dill pickle on the side with the barbecue with a little honey mustard on it and a hot wing appetizer, and then go over to the dessert side for sweets. Even have a fruit salad.
That's awesome.
Gotta love that, don't you?
Yeah.
You gotta love that. You know, people can take different things like popcorn, and what you're doing with it is just absolutely amazing, because I may hate dill pickle, but you may love dill pickle.
Absolutely.
And you, some of these things you never think about. Maple syrup popcorn. Okay, maybe.
And I bet you would even like dill pickle popcorn if you gave it a chance. That's why I say that's why I have to have so many different flavors, because everybody likes something different.
What's the craziest one you've ever made?
Oh, I think dill pickle's a little crazy.
I was going to say, that is a little out there.
I did a wasabi ginger. Wasabi ginger's kind of out there. So I do a vegan. I use a vegan cheese and put, like, I have organic garlic and turmeric and cumin, and put a little heat on that or not, depending on, you know,
now, do
what
you
somebody
do,
wants.
But do you do different festivals and stuff outside of your location?
I have not done too many festivals, because I say I pay the high rent here to stay off the road. I'm in the air conditioning here. I'm a little old to be popping it all up, loading a vehicle, putting up a tent, setting up a table.
I understand.
And rain and then unloading and, you know, breaking down the table, putting it back in the vehicle, bringing it back to the store.
And damn, so, I'm tired. I'm tired of just listening to you do that.
Thank
I'm done.
You. It makes me tired, too.
It is a lot of work.
That's why I went with a brick-and-mortar location, and hopefully people will venture out. And, you know, it's right off of 19.
Yep,
right,
give us the address at all so people know where you're at.
Well, it's 2551 Drew Street, and the great thing about it is it's across from Spectrum Field, and it's across from the SPC College where they put the new East Library. So there's like three accesses in off of Drew, and then there's one off Old Coachman on the side. So it's easy in, easy out, tons of parking.
Yep, that's a busy little area with the college there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Very good.
Right. So just off of, you know, off of the Highway 19, I have some customers that come from Sefner and different places, you know, in the Tampa area, because the store in Tampa, actually, after 4 years, had closed. The lady in Tarpon Springs had closed. So I think they know something I don't.
Okay. Well, can you give us your website and a phone number? People can contact you if they want to get...
I have a website at popiclepop.com. That's P-O-P-I-C-A-L-P-O-P, Popicle Pop. And I have also another one at Popicle Popcorn. And the phone number is 727-744-4191.
Okay, so bologna popcorn. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to bologna you. It's topical.
That's a good idea.
What? Bologna popcorn. And then I can
have
a pickle with it. Bologna popcorn and pickle.
Bologna flavored popcorn.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would be like lunch.
Give it a go.
Yeah, that would be lunch. Lunch and popical. I kind of like it.
Right. So I just look at popsicle as like a locale. It's like a location where popcorn is popped.
There you go.
You know, like the tropics is, you know, a place that's, if it's tropical, it's a place in the tropics. So if it's popsicle, it's a place that's popping.
Well, ready for this? We want to thank you for popping into the show.
Okay. Huh? I appreciate it. I see what you did there.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
I know it was
a little corny.
Oh, man.
Corny. Anyway.
Corny's a good thing.
There it is, everybody. Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Right. Okay.
Everybody's having a popical day.
There you go.
Right.
Well, quick, let's talk about what you do and what I do.
Okay.
Well, what we do is we heal people. And we use a modality that is becoming very popular. It's from Australia. It's called Bowman Therapy. And we use that along with vibromuscular therapy. And I'm a Reiki master. And we've just opened a new office. And we're in with the people at Head to Toe in Palm Harbor on 19. The address there is 31133. U.S. Highway 19 North, and that's in Palm Harbor. But we deal with people with all sorts of pain, and it's not to be confused with chiropractics or acupuncture or acupressure. It's a totally different, gentle manipulation of muscles and tendons in specific parts of the body.
Still like a massage?
No, because massage gets deep tissue. And we're very gentle. Like if I can show you here on Beth, it's just a slacking of the skin on muscle, and then you flip it. And what it does, like along the spine where the meridians, the energy flow,
okay.
Lots of times it'll be like the muscle constricting the flow of the energy. So that movement of the Bowen like that, it gets the muscle off the meridians, lets the energy start flowing and promotes natural healing of the body. We've had great success with people with frozen shoulders and saved people from having to have knee surgeries.
So do you bring like the white blood cells go to where you're touching and is that...
It doesn't really have to do with the blood flow.
Okay.
It has to do with more of the energy flow that your body
is
producing. A lot of sickness is because it's not getting the proper energy to the organs of the body, which causes, you know, like liver and kidney and, you know, disease and problems like that. So, but there's a need for alternative.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of great, I mean, all of the other modalities are good too. We're not, but.
It's good for TMJ.
Oh, great for TMJ.
Okay, like I'm said. Dumb. TMJ, what is it?
Oh, tumor muscular jaw. It has to do with your jaw,
okay.
where your jaw gets out of place and it will create headaches. You know, that can happen from accidents. I know that my wife had TMJ. She was rear-ended by a truck, and from that accident, it caused the TMJ. So, it's a great, you know, people really need to experience it. We also are offering ionic foot bath, which is, I don't know if you're familiar with that, but you detox.
Oh, that's when all the junk comes out of your feet.
Yes.
And yeah.
Yes.
Turns that nice, clear water into brown gook.
It's
when
people have never experienced, they look at that and they're like, that can't be coming from me. But yes, it's coming from you.
A lot of pores
those toxins
from your feet.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pores in their feet.
I'd almost be scared to do that. Just go, ooh, look at the stuff that was in me.
What we do is we cover it up before.
Yeah, so
you know,
I don't have to look at all that,
so
really.
Then we take it off and they're like, oh, no.
Wow.
No.
So how long have you guys been doing this down here in Tampa Bay?
I worked with Dr. Joanne Whitaker for many years at Bowen Research and Training Institute in Tarpon Springs. And after she passed away because of, just the financial problems and everything, the office closed. And we haven't really been doing it in an office setting. We've been, you know, working out of the house and through the ministries and thing. But we feel it's time to set up a clinic and do it right, and and help as many people as we can. Like he was saying, right. If you could just do what you wanted to do, we would love to just be able to help people
you know,
be well.
When the average Joe gets hurt, okay, what's the first thing he does? He goes to the hospital. And
exactly.
What's the first thing that the hospital wants to do? 9 times out of 10, they either want to just give you some type of prescribed pill or they want to operate.
Medication.
Yeah, medication.
A pill that has lots of side effects. Yep.
They don't look at the other side of the coin. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't look at, like you were saying earlier, the acupuncture or what you guys are doing or the herbal part of it. And lately, the thing that I'm into, which we'll get to eventually, is, you know, the cannabis side of it, which is almost kind of all of a sudden
the CBD.
Yeah, I want to say it came out of nowhere, but that's not the truth. But I mean, it's came to the forefront of people's minds today, of both of what we're doing, because you see all the misuse of all of the medicines today.
I have heard of people that have had dogs that are thunderphobic. And they give them the CBD, and it calms them right down. Also, I have heard, we are the founders of the American Autism Foundation, which we've done a lot of autistic.
You were right into my story.
At the CBD oil.
One of the reasons I got involved with this is one of my best friends has a grandson, and his grandson was severely autistic. I mean, he'd come to the house, he'd be running around, he wouldn't talk, he'd be humming, it was difficult to be around him. Not to sound mean, but it's tough to be around him.
It is.
Well, they put him on a CBD oil, and let me tell you something, he's now starting to talk, he's going to school, he can relax. I've got another friend of mine who used to get seizures all the time.
Yeah.
And she started on CBD. I mean, I'm talking seizures, like multiple seizures every day.
Wow.
She now gets one, maybe two a month. Right now, the Federal Drug Administration does have one cannabis-inspired drug that is legal on a nationwide, and it's for epilepsy. And I think it's called Epidox, without knowing the exact name, Epidox. But it now it's legal. And again, I'm going to real quick give a plug of what I'm doing. We have a magazine called Florida Green Magazine, and not this weekend, but November the 9th and the 10th, we're doing the first health education marijuana cannabis expo here in Tampa Bay. Wow. And it's going to be over in Tampa on West Shore Boulevard, right by the airport there, so it's easy to get to no matter where you are. It's on Saturday and Sunday from noon to 7 on Saturday, from noon to 6 on Sunday. We have about 50 booths, including all the dispensaries that are in the area, how to get your medical marijuana card. People have questions, you know, can I still have a concealed gun permit and a medical marijuana card? How do I get my medical marijuana card? Right. What do I do, you know, if I get stopped by a police officer with medical marijuana? You know, you heard a story about the lady that went to Disney,
right?
And it goes on and on. Well, we're going to have those questions answered. We have attorney Michael Minardi, who is the expert lawyer in the state of Florida when it comes to anything cannabis and marijuana. Mm-hmm. We have Normal, which is the group that's fighting to get recreational marijuana. We have doctors, multiple doctors that you can literally apply for your medical marijuana card at the expo. We have state representatives going to be there. It's going to be a really, really interesting 2 days. It's only $10 to get in, $5 if you have a military ID. We have a couple vendor spaces left, very, very few. But again, we're the Florida Green Education and Health Expo. For what it's worth, you can get a hold of me, Paul Allen, at 813-814-1505. It's 813-814-1505. Or you can go to floridagreenmag.com. And I don't know what to say. We were talking about what you would do in life. I'm so excited about this. And just seeing on a personal level what it's done. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and lie. Geez, I hope I don't make any money. Yeah, I hope it's a success.
You got to pay the bills, you know.
And I hope it does what. But just the idea of what we're doing. And it's not just medical marijuana stuff. You know, we would love to have maybe talk about you guys being there, because that's why we named us Florida Green.
Right, right. Well, we'll talk to you about that more. Also, that we wanted to say that we have teamed up with Dr. Paul Jackson, who is a homeopathic physician, and he's on board with us. So that's why we're calling it just a whole healing center, and we are connected with some MDs that are not totally like what, you know, you're talking about, instantly putting them on this medication. That they look more into... More into holistic healing, as opposed to just, you know, going into the hospital or being put on all these medications that have God only knows what kind of side effects.
Like we say, there's a different side of the coin that people are. Listen, we're not going to sit here and say they've never looked at it before.
Oh.
You know, homeopathic stuff and marijuana and, you know, back in the days when they were going around saying the great elixir. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick break right here, okay? And then we'll maybe get Brian back in. And This has been kind of fun, huh?
Yeah.
Well, could I leave my phone number in case people want to reach us?
Absolutely.
That would be 727-403-7565. Again, that's Michael Tucson. And we do the Bowen Therapy Healing Center.
All right, everybody. We'll be right back on Tan Talk.
Bowen, that's right up his alley. Get it? Right up his alley?
Yeah.
And I bowled a 301.
Can't again, of course. I had a girl last night.
I think it's your turn.
No, get it. I bowled the 300 and I won.
Oh, I get it.
Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
She wanted us to take a break so you can get back in control.
Okay, we're back. Don't leave, okay? Yes, all right. So we got Tint World on the line. So is this Tint World?
Hey, how's it going?
It's Brian. What happened with JC, huh? He chickened out?
No, he's out today. He had to do something.
All right. That's good. So you're here. This is the big cheese, anyway. This is the boss man from Tint World, Brian. So the world, huh? Have you ever done one in China?
Nope, but there's one in the UAE.
That's wonderful. And that tint stuff is very successful. It has a purpose. It does a lot. I wonder how many lives tint has saved just from the glare. Because you ever going up US 9, if you're going up Gulf to Bay sometimes at 536, when the sun is setting, it's unbelievable how it blinds you. But when you have window tint, though, it doesn't.
Right.
There's a real... What would the number be, how many lives tint has saved? If they could that be figured out?
I have no idea.
I know the very first thing my wife did when we bought her a new car, make sure the windows were tinted. That and Sirius XM.
Yeah.
And Tan Talk. There we go. Those are the things that she needed.
Yeah. So, like, tell us. And you do alarm systems too, and all that.
Alarms, car stereo, ceramic coating, detailing, vehicle wraps. You name it, we do it.
Oh, you do vehicle wraps too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we should have put that in there. I didn't catch that. I can do just a whole ad just on vehicle wraps because.
Right.
That's the deal. Next time, remind me to do that for you.
I never knew you liked rap music.
That's it.
Get it? Vehicle rap. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
That's all. What was that horse song that came in that was rap, country, everything? That was what a great idea that was.
I tell you what, rap music today has changed. There's country rap. There's just it's really bigger than the average guys like you and I understand. You know?
Yes. So, what type of music do you listen to, Brian?
I listen to a mix of everything, honestly. Mostly probably rock, but just a mix of everything.
So do you listen to classic rock on 107.3?
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah.
So then you go one click down. Is it one click down goes to 106.1?
Couple clicks, but it's close.
Is there another station in between that?
I don't think so.
Yeah, there's a station up in Newport Richey now that
is
playing older stuff, yeah. 106.3.
And then do you like the classic or the hard rock?
I like both, really.
The Heart of Rock. There's a new station around right now for that too. 98.7 The Shark. Not that we're giving all these other stations press, but yeah, that's a harder classic rock station, more Metallica and stuff like that.
Do you know I spent the weekend with Metallica before they were famous? My friend Brad had a was a bass player on Roosevelt Boulevard. They had nowhere to stay. That gives you an idea. And they were playing a gig right at the Bradford Pub, which is no longer there.
I remember that. Bradford Pub. My band played there before.
Yeah, so then we lived on Roosevelt Boulevard. So they crashed with him because they were friends with him. You know how, like, in industries, you probably know other people in the tint world industry, right, Brian?
Yeah.
And, like, so they stayed there. Now, here in mind, I have no idea. Metallica, you know, and I'm hanging out with them. We actually were playing cards. The one guy lost big, and he was a real sore loser, and I'm not going to tell you his name because I probably couldn't even say it if I wanted to. But, we ended up playing cards like 6 in the morning. They were really a cool bunch of cats.
Well, you know, guys, before they get famous, I've got a quick story like that, too. Maroon 5 was in town years and years ago playing in a little club down in Ybor City, and they were just normal guys, and all of a sudden, you know, a year and a half later, bang, there they are, megastars.
That's it. Have you ever gone to any concerts yourself in person, Brian?
Yeah, we just went to Rock Fest this past year.
Oh, that must have been a blast.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
You know, talking about tint real quick, there are so many different types of ways you can tint cars. What makes Tint World better than, you know, everyday Tint USA?
Well, we offer different types of films instead of just, you know, going into store. Some stores only offer one kind of film when you go in. We offer 4 different lines of film, actually 5 different lines of film, and, you know, let the consumer, you know, make their own decision based on, you know, information that we give them, you know.
Well, isn't it, there's a legality, too. It can only go so dark.
Yeah, you can only go so dark, but there's different qualities of film that most people don't realize.
Can you or will you put on darker? I hate to put it this way. I already know what your answer is going to be. But if someone, have you ever?
This is only if it's a presidential limo.
Right.
We'll get them around there that
way. You want to, like, actually, just plead the fifth. All right. When I say ask the question, have you ever put a legal tint on?
Possibly.
Okay. See, possibly.
That's a very good answer.
That's better than my fifth.
You know, right? Because I've got the tint police sitting right beside me.
That's
here.
It.
And right. You know, you got to be careful.
Yes. Yeah. And could you get in trouble actually because you put it on? Does that go to the person that put the tint on?
If they can, if they want to take it that far, they absolutely can. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the reason I got to rent a car for someone once, and I kid you not, just to show you how bad this person was, they put tint on the car of a rental car.
On a rental car?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen people do that.
Why is that?
Wow.
I've seen people do that. They've come in and want to just cheap tint to drive the car around for, you know, 2 or 3 weeks.
But it's, and I got it in, what a mistake that was for me. I'm just thinking, like, in life, again, you know, all the mistakes we make. But then you just got to lick your wounds and just learn from it. And that's life, right? You get knocked down, and hopefully you get knocked down on your back, because if you get knocked down on your back, at least you're looking up.
Yep.
Well, Brian, you got in Tint World here, I'm looking at your ad. You got 10% off any installation service, and then $50 off any auto window tint package. And that's in the brand new edition of the BCC coupon mag.
Yep.
So everybody out there, if you're thinking tint, these are the guys to go to, 727-264-2043, because, you know, tinting's the only way to go here in Florida. I mean, come on. If your car's not tinted in Florida, something's wrong.
You know the mistake I made, even though he'll get it, the mistake I made with his ad the original time, I put in the 1-800 number, you know, like whatever that was, and then that goes to the office.
You know, believe it or not, I used to have an 800 number, too, back in the day, because I thought it was nicer for people, and all it did was cost me money. Well, if I pick up my cell phone, it's no different to call an 800 number than a 727 number. And today, people move down here from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and they've got this real crazy, people don't even change it anymore.
Right.
So it's common right now to have different weird, you know, area codes that pop up.
No, it is, but I think you're better off having a 727 number. Do you know originally Pinellas
or
County?
Or 813, yeah.
81 or 813. But originally Pinellas County was 813.
Yeah, it used to be.
Oldsmar is the weirdest in the world. Oldsmar, the city of Oldsmar, is still located in Pinellas County. Yet, all the phone numbers out there are 813.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's crazy. My parents used to live basically across the road from me, Tampa Road. On one side, I had a 727 number, and they had an 813 number on the other side. It was pretty crazy.
Yep, my office was there, and for the life of me, you know, 813 number. And I kept saying, what the heck? But no, we were in Pinellas County.
So you have top-of-the-line car stereos. Also, tell us a little bit about that.
So we have a custom fabrication shop here in the store, so we can pretty much make anything. We can do custom stereos, you know, custom panels, custom subwoofer boxes, pretty much anything you can think of, we can design it and build it here.
You know why? They want to hear this. Boom, 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 boom. That low, low bass. My voice doesn't do low, low bass very good, but that's what they want to hear.
Yep, very true.
So Tint World in Palm Harbor. Tint World in Palm Harbor. Do you want to make $50, Brian? It's a gift certificate. I still owe one to the guy. He got the answer right. But you want to try to do it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
Oh, geez. You got me.
All right, it was Francis Scott Key. I'll give you a second bite at the apple if you want it. But we go down to $25 on the second bite. Is that all right?
Yeah.
This is a big giveaway station. Anyhow, the bombs bursting in air proved that our flag was still there. Why is that?
They were still fighting, I would guess, soon.
Believe it or not, that is the answer.
The two ships, right? The Constitution and the...
Yeah, I'll tell you why that's the answer. It's somewhat the answer. What is the first thing you do when you overtake your enemy? What is the first thing people do?
Put up a flag.
They put up their flag. So the fact that they were throwing bombs meant that they were still fighting and that the flag wasn't taken down. Most people answer that the brightness from those the bombs, right? Huh. But it's not.
Right.
It's the fact they were still fighting. So with that, you win $25.
Bro, I got one too. I'll tell you what, the next two people that call in, I'll give them two tickets to the Florida Green Marijuana Health and Expo.
Okay.
So the next two people to call in, I'll get their names and put them on will call for next weekend's expo that's going to take place over at the Ramada West Shore in Tampa. So we'll see if somebody calls in and we get that. Okay, in case people haven't been listening, I'll tell you real quick what it's about again. It's the Florida Green Education and Health Expo. It's going to happen at the Ramada West Shore, which is 1200 Northwest Shore Boulevard in Tampa. And it's about basically marijuana, cannabis, hemp, and just living green. We're going to have vendors and seminars and a fashion show and a raffle. And we'll have the Florida Green girls going around to take pictures. There'll be a full bar. There's going to be a VIP area. It's $10 to get in and $5 for veterans if you have a military ID. And we're going to answer the questions. You know, does CBD get you high? You know, who qualifies for a medical marijuana card? How does cannabis help a senior with pains? Can you take cannabis and CBD and marijuana if you're pregnant? Can you still own a gun and have a medical marijuana card? You know, where's the closest dispensaries? And what do the dispensaries sell? You know, what's the difference between CBD and a drug that would contain THC? What's legal and what's not? All these type of questions are going to be answered. We have plenty of seminars going on that be told by doctors, by lawyers. We have growers going to be there to tell what kind of strands that that they are growing and what they can do for people's health. It's going to be pretty interesting. I'm really looking forward to it. This will be the first expo of its kind in the entire Tampa Bay area. And it's going to be something different. I've been really excited putting this on. I've done lots of things in my past through Florida Full Throttle Magazine and through Night Moves Magazine and through my other magazines like Groove and New You and Florida Tampa Bay Downs Magazine. We've done a lot in the last 30 some odd years. But this one here is really exciting because it can flat out help people. It can help the way they lead their life. It can help the way they survive. And I'm excited. Again, it's this weekend coming up, November 9th and 10th. Not this Saturday and Sunday, the following Saturday and Sunday, and it's over in Tampa. So, Bri, here we are. Back to you there, big guy.
Okay, sit there. Okay, so we have a caller in for the tickets. Who are you, and what tickets are you calling for? The Florida Green Health Expo?
Yes, yes. That sounds really interesting to me. I have a lot of neck and joint and back pain, but I haven't been on opiates for like 10 years.
So good. That's
and
good.
Yeah, and I just, you know, I suffer a lot and stuff, and as I'm getting older, it's just, or it's become more of an issue for me. So yeah, I'm really interested to find out like what this is all about. Yep. Now,
well, okay. Make sure I get your name.
Tom will get it.
Yep, and we'll have two tickets for you at Will Call. And it doesn't matter what day you come, either Saturday or Sunday.
And it's November 9th and 10th.
9th and 10th.
And it's
okay.
At West Shore Ramada Hotel.
I sure really appreciate that. Can you tell me a little bit more about the expo?
Well, we have approximately 50 vendors going to be there. We have seminars going on all day. And, you know, there may be a seminar that you don't care about. There may be a seminar you really care about. We have, again, vendors, and I know there are many people going to be giving out some samples. I know we've got a raffle going on, a fashion show. We have a live DJ and a partridge in a pear tree. We've got lots going on.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun.
So, yeah, hopefully I'll see you there. Again, my name's Paul. Make sure you find me, and we'll say howdy hi.
Well, very good.
All right,
good.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you for calling in, Doug.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
That's good. And then that's pretty cool. You're going to give them two tickets?
Yep.
There you go. So you, young lady, are on there. So
she's been so patient sitting there.
I don't got patience, but I'm not a doctor. So.
Yeah. Oh, but up.
Okay. So, what do you do?
Well, my name is Marissa Martinoff. I'm the regional sales director for Centex Marketing Solutions. We're the number one text marketing company in the country. Basically, what we do is we work in conjunction with other types of advertising as well. We work with a lot of restaurants out here in the Tampa Bay area. What text marketing is if you've ever gone into a restaurant and you've noticed that they say text 5170 and you'll get a free appetizer or a free glass of wine with your dinner. A lot of people, especially the younger generation, they're going to text this number. It's going to come onto their phone, and then they're part of a team that's going to be receiving texts, let's say, a few times during the week. And it's very, very effective. Even Dr. Phil on TV has a text, if you've noticed.
I did it last 2 nights ago. My wife and I went to So You Think You Can Dance at Ruth Eckert Hall.
Really?
And they had another, you know, show coming up. And everybody, get your phones out, text to this number, and you can maybe win a ticket. Everybody in the place got their phones out, texting away.
Yes, yes. People love to
and
text.
And they even do it at concerts now. Remember, yeah. It was the lighter? Encore, encore. Now it's the cell phone. They put just the cell phone light on. No more lighters.
Absolutely.
Cell phones are the cell phones aren't the future. The cell phones are here today.
Oh, you betcha.
You got to work that text. I really believe in it. We bought an app in July for $130. We still haven't done nothing with it. But we bought the app 3 months ago. And what it is it's a digital business card. And what you could do is you can click on, like when you send the text to the person, you can say, it says click here for your media kit. I think maybe it's what we, and then click here if you want to hear information on the radio show. Click here if you want to see your ad. We bought that at the end of July.
You were saying $130. How expensive is it to do what you're talking?
It's very affordable. We even offer a free month. But I can tell you it's very affordable, a lot less expensive than that. And like I said, we work with a lot of companies out here in Tampa Bay right now, and they're finding that this is very effective. It basically pays for itself.
Just one deal. I'm interrupting you, but let's just say one nail salon. Let's just give an example of a nail salon. A nail salon uses your deal. They get someone to come in, right? Then what does someone spend on nails? I just happened to get my daughter's nails done yesterday. She has an event she's going to. She got one side black, one side white, because she's doing the thing for Halloween. She's going to a Halloween party. So she wanted to look a little different, right? But that was $45.
Yeah.
Right? Let's just say they go once a month. What's 12 times 45?
About $500 and change. Right. I know one thing. Anytime
so
you get
so your deal pays for itself.
Absolutely. It absolutely does.
Anytime you get a bunch of people in one location, your thing's a winner.
Oh, yes. Huh? And people love this. We even work with Chamber of Commerce and a lot of different organizations as well.
I want to talk to you.
Yeah, we'll see. Oh, absolutely.
And I say before that. We're done. Thank you, Paul, what you just did there. Because he's a great man.
Yes.
You know, I do look up to you. And I tell him that all
I
the time.
I do too, Paul.
Well, that's because I'm taller than you, and I'm not taller than many people.
But no, I say this all the time with sincerity. People hear my show all the time. I don't say to people, oh, I look up to you. But I've always had an admiration for you.
I appreciate it.
You know, you have a wonderful wife in Tracy. Everything you do with class. And you've been in the print industry just as long as I have, maybe, or longer. And you've published many different successful publications. How, if I'm a publisher, I cannot look at him as another publisher and say that he survived the print media rat race? And how can anybody not have only respect of a dignified man?
Hey, you know, it's hard. You believe that, you know, in life you got to do what's right. You know, does everybody like me? Oh, hell no. The last guy that everybody tried to like, they put him on a cross. You can't please everybody. But I can look in the mirror in the morning, and I know that, you know, I never went out of my way to really hurt anybody. My family's the number one thing in my life. You know, I'm very, very fortunate to have, like you said, a wife who puts up with a lot. My dad is still 91 and a half years old and lives by himself, and, you know, he's very, very Italian, we'll put it that way. I've got two great sons, one that was in the Navy for 22 years, one that now runs Full Throttle Magazine, got great grandkids, and they all have a good work ethic. You got to, in life, you know, life, what you put in, you get out. And I really, truly believe that if you work hard and you believe and you don't step on a lot of people's toes, eventually, you know, the cream rises to the top. And I really appreciate, you know, what you say, because you don't hear the good. No one ever says, geez, Paul, I look up to you. It's always, that damn Paul, you know, he did this. It's nice to have, you know, just once in a while have something nice said, you know, sure. About you.
You know the heartaches and the hardness of being a publisher and the deadlines to meet, and then the ads are wrong and the client complains. I'm just saying, for me.
I'll never forget the guy that bitched at me one time because I only got 50 coupons back. I said to myself, dude, you got 50 coupons back. If you sold half of them, you double what you paid me for. And you're yelling at me?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's the story of the lady, right? The three-year-old. Her name. She really won a bronze medal. And she saw her two-year-old friend, Dennis, fall into the water, into the pool. So she pulled him out by his hair. And everybody was happy, right? Especially even his mother. But when they were interviewing her on the... to give her the bronze medal. Oh, Dennis doesn't like me no more because I pulled him by his hair. Right? It's like that thing, you're taking medicine that's going to save your life and you're complaining about how the taste.
Yeah.
Right? But then the optimist, right, is the story of this guy. There was this wildlife magazine and they were trying to relocate these wolves and keep them alive. So they were going to pay $5,000. To each wolf that, so Ted and Ned said, hey, we can do this. And what they did is they got into, scoured the area for these wolves packs, but couldn't find them. And finally they fell asleep the second night. And then he looks outside and he sees 50 wolves growling around the tent. Their eyes were glazed. Their teeth were snarling. 50 now surrounded the tent. And do you know what Ted did? He hit Ned, and he goes, we're rich. See, that's the optimist.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Right? The optimist is when he's going to see Moby Dick, and in a rowboat, he brings 6 pounds of tartar sauce. Right? That's the optimist. Right? So the deal is, go through life as an optimist.
That's right.
Right? Do unto others as you would want done to you. It's real simple. Okay, we got Dunning in plumbing. Oh my God, is this Charles?
Hey, don't fall off your chair there, Brian. Come on now.
My God, what do you think of my stories there? Now, in the house, we had a healing.
He's a plumber. He thinks they're full of... No, never mind.
That's it. Yeah, I had Mike on. We want to do something where we get you and Mike on from Dunedin Refrigeration, the two icons of Dunedin, right?
Mike's a good guy.
Yeah, and he wants to do it, but we got to get you both to agree on terms of it's 3 to 4, and we got to get you guys on the degree that... You know, because your family owned and operated since 1972.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Right.
The Munich Olympics was there.
That's his great, 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 great grandfather.
That's it.
He's a young guy, yeah.
Yeah. So anyhow, you come see the showroom. You have a showroom right there on Patricia Avenue. You have 24-hour emergency service.
Yeah.
Yep, 483 Patricia Avenue.
You know, you never think of, I need a plumber, until you need a plumber. And then you become the most important guy in the world that I need.
Right. Then in a sales line, you ask someone, can you place this order with me? They say, I have no money, right? You say, okay, you have no money. But then they go home and their toilet's stuck up.
They find the money, don't they?
They find the money.
Absolutely.
That's a sales line, by too, I heard on a sales tape from a plumber. He says, they find the money, right? So water's important.
Oh, it is.
So tell us what you do there at Dunedin. And I want to keep saying the name, Dunedin Plumbing. Say the name.
Dunedin Plumbing.
Say.
Dunedin Plumbing.
Oh, she says it sexier than we do.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that one.
I still got food on my plate.
You're hired.
You know that, Charles? I still got food on my plate. I ain't done eating. Oh, the show's
done eating, right?
Hey, Dun, I'm sorry, Charles. It's a heartbreak. The show's over. Next week, would you consider doing it?
Certainly. Just give me a shout.
Okay. Thanks, buddy. Dunedin Plumbing, Paul from Florida Green, the text lady.
Right. Marissa Martinoff with Centex Solutions. And you could reach me at 727-272-5857.
And then we had a window tint, but we had the Tint World. Brian, are you still there, Brian? Nope. Tint World. And then we had the healing. And if you had a purpose in life, you would want to heal. And who else did we have?
Well, popcorn.
Popical. My God. Popical popcorn that brings joy to people's lives on Drew Street. And then Dunedin Plumbing. So thank you, everybody, for being on the show. And a special shout out to Tracy, who without Tracy, we and Tammy, we would not be in business.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.